I can resist everything except temptation. That is one of the famous lines from Oscar Wilde's play, Lady Windermere's Fan. I can resist everything except temptation. Temptations can be difficult to avoid. For people attempting to control their weight or lose weight, a temptation can be dessert or an especially delightful meal. For the procrastinators among us, a temptation can be a movie, a novel, a good book, some TV, or merely anything that keeps us from accomplishing the task at hand. On this Safe Haven Sunday, for surfers of the World Wide Web, a temptation can be viewing enticing, provocative, and sexually explicit images. In today's gospel, we heard that Jesus himself faced temptation, not only one, but three. The early church fathers recognized that these temptations were symbolic. The needs of the body, one's relationship with the divine, and one's own desire for power and glory. In each instance, Jesus resists and overcomes the temptation. He recognizes that one does not live on bread alone, that one does not put the Lord to the test, and that power and glory are not to be had by worshiping anything other than God. Now, if these temptations seem beyond us, we need only look more carefully at our own lives. Bodily needs, desires, and wants can easily overtake us. We are reminded there is much more to life than food, shelter, clothing, a car, or any other physical thing. When captivated by sophisticated marketing and believing we must have the next best thing, we can take comfort in knowing that we do not live by bread alone. In other words, there is more to life than creature comforts or satisfying the needs of the body. Well, not many of us will be tempted to throw ourselves down from a cliff to see if angels will come and catch us. But think of the times in your life when you have asked God for a sign or tested God in another way. Jesus reminds us that we are not to test God. In times of stress or prior to making a major decision, we want to know the right path. So we might place limitations or constraints on God and how God might interact with us. Such is not the way of Jesus Christ. Instead, we must live our lives without putting God to the test. And finally, it may seem strange that Jesus would be tempted to worship the devil himself. But upon reading the story, we see that the temptation was all the kingdoms of the world. The price for that was prostrating oneself before the devil, and Jesus does not succumb. But what compromises do we make to get ahead in the world? Rarely, if ever, will we be tempted to prostrate ourselves before the devil. But we might be asked to neglect family or to choose power instead of the sanctity of a relationship. So today, in the light of this gospel, maybe reflect upon those temptations, whether it be material goods, testing God, or the desire for power and glory. Which of those temptations is the one that you struggle most with? Through the ministry of the Marriage and Family Life Office of the Archdiocese, we are offering to parents and any adults who have the care of children this little book titled Connected: How Strong Family Relationships Lead to Internet-Safe Kids. When we recognize the value of being connected, opportunities arise for our family to grow together. The book focuses on a few key relationships: God, ourselves, our spouses, and our children. Parents and grandparents, or anyone who has care of children, will want to take a copy for yourself and for any adult children. Did you notice in the gospel how Jesus resisted temptation? Each time the devil tempted Jesus, he responded with scripture. Even the devil tried to quote scripture back to Jesus. To each taunt by the devil, Jesus responded from the scriptures, For it is written. Do you and I know what is written in that holy book? Do you and I live what is written? Where is it written? In a rarely open book? In the recesses of my heart and soul? In my daily living? This Lenten season, why not make scripture part of your daily diet of prayer and reflection? Take home with you today this book, The Word Among Us. There are also Spanish editions available. In using it, you will follow the daily Lenten scriptures all the way up to Easter Sunday. And when your mind is weak or your judgment is clouded in the face of the tempter, scripture will serve you well. So how does God's word nourish and sustain you? Make these 40 days a time of soul searching, like the last days for this catechumen and these candidates on their road and journey to initiation, clarifying your dependence on God, sharpening your focus on His purpose for your life, emptying yourself of anything that drags against your joy before the Lord. Lent is not a time for us to withstand temptation alone. Rather, it's a wonderful time to get involved with others spiritually, to help each other grow in goodness and the ability to resist temptation and come to a deeper realization of what our baptism entails. For men and women tempted by pornography, there are support groups in our archdiocese. For men, it's My House. For women, it's Pearl for Ladies. Women in our parish, especially those who are mothers, come join one of our mothers' prayer groups. For seniors who are with us today, come to the Lenten retreat this Wednesday in the parish center. For men here with us, participate in next Saturday's men's conference for men from all over the archdiocese. We are baptized into a community, the body of Christ, with our common identity in Christ. Helping another to resist temptation is in effect helping ourselves grow, helping ourselves be transformed into a more perfect member of Christ's body. But you know, most of us tend to keep our spiritual growth and struggles pretty much to ourselves. One marvelous way to help each other is to take some time with those with whom we are in a significant relationship to do some in-depth faith sharing. And when we share our temptations as well as our spiritual blessings with others, we are not alone in choosing and serving this God who gives us life at creation and through the one Jesus Christ. As we sang at the beginning of this liturgy and will sing every Sunday of Lent, I have fixed my eyes on your hills, Jerusalem, my destiny. Though I cannot see the end for me, I cannot turn away. We have set our hearts for the way. This journey is our destiny. Let no one walk alone. The journey makes us one.